Good morning. Welcome to morning prayers at Appleton Chapel. We'll begin this morning's service with a reading from the Psalter in your pew. This morning, we will be reading Psalms 51 on page 26. We will read responsively by whole verse. Have mercy upon me, O God, after thy great goodness. According to the multitude of thy mercies, do away mine offenses. Wash me thoroughly from my wickedness, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my faults, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified in thy saying, and clear when thou shalt judge. Thou shalt purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Thou shalt wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Thou shalt make me hear of joy and gladness. Let the bones which thou hast broken rejoice. Turn thy face from my sins, and put out all my misdeeds. Make me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. O give me the comfort of thy help again, and establish me with thy free spirit.
morning. Our reading today comes from the first letter of John, chapter 3, verse 17. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, and yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? So today we find ourselves in the middle of the season of Advent, the season of preparation and waiting, eagerly getting ready for the birth of Christ on Christmas. Some of us eagerly anticipate the coming of Christmas, excited about God's coming into the world. We love to share cheerful and splendid greetings of the season with one another. Joy to the world. God bless us, everyone. Peace on earth, goodwill to all. Shalom. Silent night, holy night. Others of us see Advent as a time to slow down. We quietly wait for the incarnation of God in Christ and reflect upon its power and mystery. Instead of partaking in the choruses of holiday hymns, scriptures, and salutations, we take a moment to step away, to pause, to reflect upon the true meaning of Emmanuel. What does it look like to have God be with us? Advent is a season of preparation and waiting. And I have to say that this year it feels particularly hard to wait for Christ's arrival. This year we've averaged more than one mass shooting a day. We have political candidates spewing xenophobic and fascist statements to the cheers of thousands. We have college students exposing instances of racism that they experience on their campuses on a daily basis. And this is just to name a few. We've become surrounded by tragedy, which is disturbing, but unfortunately not surprising. And I don't know about you, but I've reached my limit. I've reached my limit of saying I'm holding someone in my thoughts and prayers. That phrase now feels hackneyed, inadequate, and frankly, just plain wrong when I say it now. This Advent, I've realized more accurately than ever that waiting for Christ is by no means passive. Prayers cannot be offered in isolation, especially when action is possible and necessary. God calls us, relies upon us to participate in Christ's coming into the world. The Reverend Kenneth Samuel reflects upon the offering of words and prayers during Advent, and I'd like to share it with you. Christ Jesus can never be adequately proclaimed through words alone. For in Christ, God has given us much more than a good word or a good sentiment or a good idea. In Christ, God has given us the power of the Word made flesh. In Christ, God shows us the awesome power that we have when we take lofty principles and incorporate them into everyday human practices. In Christ, the concept of the good is realized and personified in a human character to which we all can relate. In Christ, God invites us to simultaneously embrace the full humanity and the full divinity that is in each of us. And as the Apostle John reflects in his letter, the good news cannot be expressed in words alone. Much more than the words we speak or the prayers we offer, let us seek to become the incarnation of Advent this season. Please pray with me. Dear God, in addition to the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts. Give us the will and the agency to act out the meaning of Advent through the Christ who animates us. Amen.
Let us now join together in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please rise as you are able for our closing hymn, number 106, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. Receive now the benediction. May the peace that passeth all understanding guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all today and for always. Amen.